ओके प्रभु, वी विल स्टार्ट नाउ। नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरव भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो we have been discussing from, we have completed till the fifth verse, I think sixth verse we are in the purport, I think. So the description of Goloka is going on because he has described Govinda, Ishwara Paramakrishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govindaha Sarvakarana Karanam. So where does the Govinda stay? He stays in Gokula. So the description of the Gokula was, we saw Sahasrapatra Kamalam Gokulakyam Mahatpadam Tat Karnikaram Tat Dhamat Tat Anantamsha Sambhavam. That how this Gokula is, there is a 1,000-petaled lotus, and the pericap of that lotus, the central portion of that lotus, is actually, it is mentioned Mahatpadam. Mahatpadam because there is a great palace there which can accommodate everyone, which can accommodate many Vrajavasis. That's why it's called Mahatpadam. Otherwise, in general, the word Mahatpadam is used to indicate the Mahavaikunta. But in this case, that is why to clarify that he is not talking about Mahavaikunta. He says Gokulakyam Mahatpadam. So that Mahatpadam is Gokula. It's called as Gokula. And Anantamsha Sambhavam means this is sustained by a portion of spiritual energy of Baladev called as Ananta. Ananta Amsha. This is sustained by a portion of spiritual energy of Baladev called Ananta. That is the meaning of Ananta Amsha Sambhavam. Or Baladev, whose Amsha is Ananta, stays in this Gokula. That is another meaning of Ananta Amsha Sambhavam, like that. And I think while I am not talking, I can just keep it like this. Yeah. But I will not be able to hear you, but it's okay. So then he says that, I should remember that, I don't. So.
You are free, bro. 2-3 days you try. Otherwise, we can send it back.
No.
Not
no,
an issue. So, don't worry. It's not compulsory that you have to keep only. Means you try.
No. This is quite good, bro. Just that because it's new, na? Just like a new slippers only. You know, it will bite for some days once you get used to it. But okay. This is quite good in the sense that, you know, even if I have to hear something, it is little less. It is more mild and soothing, actually. Then
this long run sales, bro. This is the best thing available in the market.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. It is definitely better than putting that thing inside your ears. It's little more. Maybe for my external ears, it is getting used to it, yeah. But internally, it is quite good. So he says that this lotus, he says, must be made of Chintamani. Then we saw that Gokula can mean the convention, the etymological meaning is cow shed. But in this context, the conventional meaning, which is the place where the Gopas stay, that should be accepted as the meaning. So whenever there is a difference between the etymological meaning and conventional meaning, you should always accept the conventional meaning and not the etymological meaning. So therefore, henceforth, wherever the word Gokula is used, it refers to the place where Krishna stays with the Vrajavasis in a sweet mode of relationship. And Goloka would mean Aishwarya Goloka, where Krishna stays in a mood of more awe and reverence, like that. And this is also called as Vana Vaikunta. And then we saw that Karnikaram Mahadyantram Shatkonam Vajrakilakam Shadanga Shatpadistanam Prakritya Purushenacha ప్రేమానంద మహానంద రసేనావస్థితం హియత్ జ్యోతి రూపేణ మనునా కామ బీజేన సంగతం. సో ద థర్డ్ అండ్ ఫోర్త్ వర్సెస్ డిస్క్రైబ్ ది పెరికాప్ విచ్ ఇస్ గోకుల. సో నౌ ద ఓవరాల్ థింగ్ విత్ ది 1000 లోటస్ పెటల్స్ వాస్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్. నౌ ఇట్స్ బీయింగ్ జూమ్డ్, ద పెరికాప్ ఇస్ బీయింగ్ జూమ్డ్. ఇట్ ఇస్ షట్కోణం కర్ణికారం మహద్యంత్రం. సో దిస్ పెరికాప్ ఇస్ అ గ్రేట్ యంత్ర. షట్కోణం విచ్ ఇస్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ అ స్టార్ విత్ 6 టిప్స్. వజ్రకీలకం అండ్ ది క్లీమ్ బీజ మంత్ర ఇస్ లైక్ అ డైమండ్ షైనింగ్ అట్ ద సెంటర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ యంత్ర. షడంగ షట్పది స్థానం, ద 6 టిప్స్ ఆర్ ఫర్ ది 6 పార్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ద 18 సిలబుల్ మంత్ర క్లీం కృష్ణాయ గోపీజన వల్లభాయ స్వాహ. అండ్ ప్రకృత్యా పురుషేణ చ, అండ్ ఇట్ ఆల్సో హ్యాస్ ది, ఇట్ ఇస్ ఎండోర్డ్ విత్ ది ప్రకృతి అండ్ పురుష. ద ప్రకృతి ఇస్ ద డీటీ ఆఫ్ ది యంత్ర అండ్ పురుష ఇస్ ద డీటీ ఆఫ్ ది మంత్ర. బోత్ ఇన్ దిస్ కేస్ రిఫర్స్ టు కృష్ణ ఓన్లీ. అండ్ దిస్ ఇస్ అ వెరీ యునీక్ యంత్ర విచ్ ప్రొడ్యూసెస్ రస. రసేనావస్థితం హియత్, బట్ వాట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ రస? హీ సేస్ ప్రేమానంద మహానంద రసేనావస్థితం హియత్, ది రస ఆఫ్ ప్రేమానంద. అండ్ కామ బీజేన సంగతం, ద యంత్ర ఇస్ ఆల్సో ఎండోర్డ్ విత్ కామ బీజ విచ్ ఇస్ ఎ సెల్ఫ్ రివీలింగ్ మంత్ర. జ్యోతి రూపేణ మనునా కామ బీజేన సంగతం, లైక్ దట్. అండ్ దెన్ వి సా దట్ that yantra, there is a description of yantra. Yantra means a pictorial representation of a mantra for the purpose of worship. And then we saw the purpose of the 6 points is to keep the parts of the mantra on those 6 ends. So prakriti means it is the dwelling place of the mantra, prakriti, which is Krishna. And this prakriti is also called as the karana, the final cause, which is also Krishna in this case. So there are 8 aspects of a mantra. The sage who revealed the mantra, in this case it is Narada Muni, the meter of the mantra, which is Gayatri, and the form of the Lord, which is described by that mantra, which is Krishna, the bija, which is Kleem in this case, the shakti, which is Swaha, ప్రకృతి విచ్ ఇస్ కృష్ణ, ద పురుష ద అధిష్టాత్ర దేవత విచ్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో కృష్ణ, అండ్ ద పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ అటరింగ్ ద మంత్ర. సో సమ్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ ఆస్పెక్ట్స్ ఆర్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఇన్ దట్ వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ వర్స్, నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతిం వ్యాసం తతోదయం ఉదీరయేత్. సో ఇన్ దట్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ది నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం. సో నారాయణ ఇస్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ హూ ఇస్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్, హూ ఇస్ గ్లోరిఫైడ్. నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం ఇస్ ది యు కెన్ సే లైక్ ద సేజ్ నరనారాయణ రిషి. దేవీం సరస్వతీం ఇస్ ప్రాబబ్లీ ది శక్తి
మీటర్.
సరస్వతి ఇస్ ద మీటర్? No, Saraswati, I think, is the Shakti. That's the particular, I think, the Vak Shakti, the Supreme Lord. Vyasam is the sage who revealed. Tato Jayam Udhirayat. So, 4 aspects are described there. Okay. The form of the Lord, the Shakti, the sage who revealed. So I think Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam indicates the form of the Lord, the Naranarayan Rishi. And Vyasam is the one who, the sage who, to whom it was revealed, I think. Like that. And then, so the Yantra is established with Prakriti and Purusha. So therefore Krishna appears in a mantra in four ways, in this mantra in four ways, as the final cause, which is Prakriti, the Karana, as the Purusha, as the, in the form of Varna, it will be mentioned later, and as the object of worship, which is mentioned as Ishvara Paramakrishna Sachidananda Vigraha, like that. Then he quotes various proofs from the Shastras to indicate that how the deity of the mantra and the mantra itself are non-different. He quotes from various Upanishads. And then it is mentioned that sometimes Durga is said to be the Adhishtatra Devata. And even though here it says Krishna, sometimes Durga is said to be the Adhishtatra Devata. This is not wrong because Shakti Shakti Matayor Abedat, because the Shakti and the Shaktiman are non-different. So for that reason, sometimes Durga is said to be Devata. But Durga does not necessarily mean only Durga. Durga can sometimes mean Radharani also, sometimes Lakshmi also, and sometimes Parvati, depending on who is being worshipped. Because here Krishna is being worshipped, so therefore here Durga refers to Radharani only. So he quotes from the Gautamiya Tantra, which says, Radha Durga Shiva Durga Lakshmi Durga Prakirtita Gopala Vishnu Pujayam Adyanta Natu Madhyama. So in all these worshipping, so when Gopal is worshipped, Durga refers to Radharani. When Vishnu is worshipped, Durga refers to Lakshmi. And when Shiva is worshipped, Durga refers to Parvati. Like that. So then he gives a proof for Radharani being addressed as Durga. Yak Krishna Saiva Durga Syad Ya Durga Krishna Eva Saha. So this indicates Krishna is non-different from Durga and Durga is non-different from Krishna. Here, of course, Durga refers to Radharani, right? And Lakshmi being addressed as Durga, he quotes from Narada Pancharatra, where it is mentioned Mahavishnu Surupini Saiva Durga, like that. And then many things, Akanda Rasa Vallabha, and Muhurta Deva Devasya Pratir Bhavati. These things indicate that how here Durga refers to actually Mahalakshmi, because she is the consort of Mahavishnu, Mahavishnu Swarupini, Shri Kula Ishwari, Prema Sarvasva Swabhava, like that. These all indicate clearly Mother Lakshmi only. And then another verse he quotes from the Sammohana Tantra, where Durga herself says, Yan naam, naamna naamni Durga aham. I am designated by the name Durga, like that Parvati herself says. So this verse indicates Parvati to be addressed as Durga. So this is about the Shakti. And then he says, Premananda Mahananda. This yantra gives the bliss of Premananda. And then he says, Kleem is the Bija mantra. And even though Kleem is independent, but here Kleem is used in conjunction with the mantra here. So this is about Gokula. And the further description of its surroundings is given. Tat kinjalkam tadamshanam tatpatrani shriyamapi. He says that around the pericap, there are spires with little stamens. And in that place, there are some petals in which the gopis stay. And it indicates various divisions and bowers of the gopis. So here, it is mentioned that... just one second. Yeah, so even though it is not directly mentioned that they are connected, but definitely they are connected through various ways, because that's how the gopis can go from one place to another place. And then he says, there people with compatible emotions reside. So what is that compatible emotion? He says the favorable emotion or the compatible emotion is the emotion of familiar love, ragatmika bhakti. So he quotes various verses from Bhagavatam to establish that how the people who stay there have ragatmika bhakti. And and the petals indicate groves belonging to the gopis, and the shriyam means woman. So woman mentioned here refers to gopis only, like Radharani, because the mantra itself says gopi jana vallabhaya krishna klim krishnaya govindaya gopi jana vallabhaya swaha. And then there is description of Radharani, devi krishnamayi prokta radhika paradevata sarva lakshmi mayi sarva kanti sammohini para, and other verses which talk about Radharani and the other gopis being staying there. Then he says, even though it is not directly mentioned, one should understand that there are roads that are joining the petals so that the gopis can travel from one place to another place. And there are also cow sheds at the end of the roads. Even though it is not mentioned, it is understood from the other descriptions of Gokula. And then he quotes from other places to establish that the gopis and the gopas reside at the edge of the petals, and they are all connected. And then, and then from the fifth verse onwards, 5, 6, 7, 8, four verses describe the outer enclosure of Gokula. The outer enclosure of Gokula is called as Goloka. Gokula is surrounded by Shweta Dweep, which is square, and it is also called as Goloka. Chaturasram tatparitah Shweta Dweepakyam adbutam. Chaturasram chaturmurtes chaturdamas chaturkritam. Chaturbi purushartaischa chaturbir hetubir vritam. Shulair dashabir anaddam. Urdvadvo digvidikshvapi. Ashtabir nidibir jushtam ashtabir siddhibir tata. Manurupaischa dashabir dikpalair parito vritam. Shyamair grauraischa raktaischa shuklaischa parshadadibihi. Shobitam shaktibistabir adbutabir samantataha. So here it is mentioned that so covering this star shaped yantra is the square shaped Goloka, in which in the four corners, you know, Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Aniruddha and Pradyumna they stay. And it is mentioned this Gokula is surrounded by an astonishing square area called Shvetadvipa or Goloka. This is divided into four parts, which are the abodes of the four Vishnu forms, Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Aniruddha and Pradyumna. Goloka is endowed with these four goals of human endeavor and with the methods to attain them. So the four Purusharthas are bestowed by these four aspects just for pastime purposes in the spiritual world. Otherwise, in the spiritual world, there is no need for these kind of Purusharthas. Especially in Goloka Vrindavan, there is no need for these kind of Purusharthas. But just for pastime purposes, it is awarded. And it is guarded by obstructions in the form of 10 spears in the 10 directions. And it is endowed with 8 treasures and 8 siddhis. And it is surrounded by 10 protectors of the directions in the form of their mantras, as well as the four Vedas. And it is resplendent with astonishing shaktis. So the difference between this Gokula and Goloka is described from the Laghu Bhagavatamrita. And Vishnu Jagadakur also mentions this in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, where Radha and Krishna are worshipped in a mood of awe and reverence that is Goloka, which surrounds Gokula. Even though geographically Gokula seems to be a part of Goloka, still it is different from Goloka. And there is a description from the Swayambhuva Agama and other such scriptures describing how Gokula is actually distinct from Goloka, even though geographically it is a part of it. Like that. And the Brihad Vamana Purana also says that in Goloka, he showed Gokula. There is a mention like that. So therefore, this verse proves two things, that Gokula is within Goloka, and even though it is within Goloka, Gokula is distinct from and superior to Goloka. That is described from this Brihad Vamana Puran. And the Chatur Vyuha, They are situated in celestial chariots for performance of eternal Leela in Shvetadvip. So Shvetadvip is the area covering the star Gokula. And in those areas, the Vasudeva, Pradyumna, Aniruddha and Sankarshan, they are situated in celestial chariots for performance. Shvetadvip Leela does not happen in Bauma Vrindavan. Hence, it is Aprakata Leela that is mentioned. Only the Naralila of Krishna, it appears on the earth in Vrindavan and in the spiritual world in Gokula. And the four Chaturvyuha forms provide semblance of the four Purusharthas for pastime purposes in the spiritual world. Otherwise, in Goloka Vrindavan, there is no need for Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha. But for the purpose of Leela, for pastime purposes, they are the Chaturvyuhas, they provide Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha there. And it is mentioned that the Dig Devatas exist in the form of mantras, and the personified Vejas are situated in Goloka and not in Gokula. And there are many proofs given for this. It is mentioned that Krishnam chatatra chandobihi stuyamanam suvismitaha. This is when Krishna shows to Nanda Maharaj this Goloka. There they saw Krishna being glorified by the personified Vedas. But this personified Vedas glorifying Krishna does not happen in Gokula. And Shakti refers to the spiritual energies like Vimala, Utkarshini and so on. And this place called Goloka, surrounding Gokula, is described in Bhagavatam, in that episode of Krishna showing to Nanda Maharaj and others his own abode. So proof for Krishna showing Goloka to Nanda Maharaj, it is mentioned that Nandastu Atindriyam Drishtva Lokapala Mahodayam Krishneta Sannatim Tesham Gyatibhyo Vismito Abravit. So seeing the great opulence of Varuna, and also seeing how this Varuna was offering humble respects to Krishna, Nanda was astonished. So he spoke to the cowherd men. He said, and the cowherd men also considered that, oh, Krishna must be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And thinking in this way, they were thinking, will the Supreme Lord bestow his award upon us? Like that, they were thinking. And Krishna decides to fulfill their desire. So he was thinking, okay, let me fulfill their desire. So Krishna was thinking that these Vrajavasis of mine, they are thinking that they are mere mortals and they do not know their real abode. They are staying in the real abode, which is much more wonderful than what they are aspiring to see. But still I will show it to them, like that he was thinking. And here it is mentioned, Janaha refers to Swajana. So Krishna considers only his close devotees to be his Swajana, and especially in this case, the Vrajavasis to be his Swajana. And then of all the people, he considers Vrajavasis as his own people. And then Jiva Goswami gives more proofs for Krishna thinking the Vrajavasis to be his own people. Where in 10th canto, he considers Vrajavasis to be Mat Parigraham. Mat Parigraham means they are my own family, like that he was thinking. And they think that their destination is Brahmajyoti because they are playing the role of conditioned souls. That's why they are thinking that their destination is Brahmajyoti. Like that. And further proof for Vrajavasi is covered by Yoga Maya. Iti Nandadayo Gopaha Krishna Rama Katam Muda Kurvanto Ramamanascha Navindan Bhava Vedanam. Like that. Now coming back to the storyline, Krishna is showing Goloka to Nanda Maharaj. Iti Sanchintya Bhagavan Mahakaruniko Harihi Darshayamasa Lokam Swam Gopanam Tamasaparam. Darshayamasa Lokam Swam. He showed his own abode, it is mentioned. So his own abode cannot be Vaikuntha because there Krishna is not there. Krishna And they could see the further verses indicate that they saw Krishna being glorified by the personified Vedas. So in Vaikuntha, personified Vedas are there, but they don't glorify the form of Krishna, but they glorify the form of Lord Narayana. So therefore this, and in Gokula, Krishna is not glorified by the personified Vedas. So therefore, this is a place which is neither Vaikuntha nor Gokula. So the Acharyas identify that this is actually Goloka, Aishwarya Goloka. So then the description of Goloka, which is Aishwarya Goloka, is further described. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Yad Brahma Jyoti Sanatanam Yaddi Pashyanti Munayo Gunapaye Samahitaha. Lord Krishna revealed the indestructible spiritual effulgence, which is unlimited, conscious and eternal. Sages see that spiritual existence in trance when their consciousness is free from the modes of material nature. So, and it is mentioned that at Brahma Hrada, Krishna showed Goloka to the Vrajavasis, it is mentioned. Tetu Brahma Hradam Nita Magna Krishnena Chodrataha Tadarshur Brahmano Lokam Yatra Akruro Adhyagat Pura. It is mentioned that.
So, one suggestion, what you can do whenever you are seeing me talking, that time you can keep, and even in class time also, somebody will be raising hands. When you unmute them, then you can keep the speaker.
Yeah, you are right. You are right.
Till you get used to it.
Yeah, correct. I'm actually getting used to it, Prabhu. So okay. I will keep doing like this, and so that gradually I'll get used to it also. Okay, or as you say, when I see you talking, I will, when you raise your this thing. Yeah, okay. What, Prabhu? You will raise your hand.
I'll raise my hand.
Okay, fine. Yeah. So, here he says that at Brahma Hrada, Krishna showed Goloka to Vrajavasis, where Akrura would go in the future. So, what Krishna did is mentioned in the next verse. So, so he submerged them in that water of Brahma Hrada or Akrura Tirtha, and when they came out, they saw Goloka. So now he is giving proofs. Now, Abhi, here the word Brahmaloka is used, but could Brahmaloka indicate the abode of Brahma? So he says it could. In some times, Brahmaloka may indicate the abode of Brahma, but here but many times it is used to indicate the spiritual world also. So he is giving proofs for that. From the second canto, he quotes, Grivayam janalokosya tapolokastanadvayad murdabhir satyalokastu brahma lokasanatana. So while describing janaloka, tapaloka and satyaloka, he is not using the word sanatana. But while describing the brahma loka, he describes sanatana to indicate that this, here he is indicating the spiritual abode. So therefore in this case, Brahmaloka refers to Aishwarya Goloka based on the context of description. So, yeah. And then, Nandadayastu Tamdrishtva Paramananda Nirvritaha Krishnam cha tatra chandobihi stuyamanam suvismitaha. So, Krishna was glorified. So, Krishna was glorified. Right? So, just hold on for 1 second, Prabhu. So here it is mentioned that Krishna was glorified, not Lord Narayana. So therefore it cannot be Vaikuntha. And then in Gokula, he is never glorified by personified Vedas. Therefore this place should be Aishwarya Goloka. So this is the explanation of the Acharyas. So Swamgatin means their own planet, the planet of the cowherd men. Okay, so Goloka is separate from both Gokula and Vaikuntha, therefore this is described. And there is a description of Goloka. So Goloka means Aishwarya Goloka from Harivamsha. So here, this is also quoted as a proof for Goloka existing separate from Gokula. So where it is mentioned that Swarga Durvam Brahma Loko Brahma Rishi Gana Sevitaha. Above the Swarga is Vaikuntha, which is worshipped by the Vedas, Sages, Garuda and others. Tatra Somagatis Chaiva Jyotisham Cha Mahatmanam. Somagati means Soma Shekara Gati. So this is the goal of Lord Shiva, the liberated souls and the devotees. Tasya Upari Gavam Lokaha. So above that is the abode of the cows. Sadhyas Tam Palayantihi. And the perfected devotees protect this Goloka. And then he says, Sahi Sarvagataha Mahan. It is all pervading, great. Mahakashagato, attained after realization of the Lord. Upari upari tatrapi, and there is something even above that. So actually, Prabhu, one devotee was reading Laghu Bhagavatamrit, and there is a description of this Atala Vitala Sutala Patala Talatala and so on. There is a description of Bhagavatam says Mahatala is below Talatala. But Laghu Bhagavatamrita says Talatala is the ulta, whatever. So Talatala is above Mahatala and Laghu Bhagavatamrita says Talatala is below Mahatala. So I was having this discussion once with Prem Gaurang Prabhu also. So Prem Gaurang Prabhu is like, I don't know if you know, he is like, the way he has worked on Vedic cosmology, strictly sticking to what Prabhupada has written, and he has the only mathematical model, explaining the practically observable things through pure Bhagavatam. The only person who has done it is Prem Gaurang Prabhu. No one else, actually.
I never heard him.
Yeah, because he is such a background person. But he is very, very, very deep person. He is one devotee with whom, just like we have discussions here, I read CC with him. Almost daily, but of course now he's traveling, so last 10-12 days we could not catch up, but he is very, very very advanced devotee actually, but very background devotee. So during yatras he is involved in accommodation service with Radha Kund Prabhu. I don't know if you're aware. So very thin devotee. So Prabhu, what he has done is amazing. Literally, the whole BI team, Bhaktivedanta Institute team, is involved with PhDs in, they are like astrophysics professors. They are involved in understanding what he has done actually.
Really, wow.
Really, yeah. So, but really, and you should see his faith in Prabhupada's words, bro. Amazing, really. Matlab, you can clearly see Bhagavatam revealing to him. I remember the first time he seriously read fifth canto was when we were sitting the second room of our ashram. We used to have our evening Bhagavatam discussions, not in the afternoon, but in the evening we used to have. And he attended those cosmology sections. And we read and we moved ahead. But it was so inspiring for him. From then, from that stage on, he actually took the whole cosmology thing, and he would hours together meditate, Prabhu. And he figured out practically the whole TOVP team, everyone, they have come to the conclusion that from Bhagavatam, you cannot develop a mathematical model. Everyone. This is the conclusion. Except Prem Gaurang Prabhu, he has showed it. It is possible.
Really? His presentations are there sometimes?
His presentations are there. People are still trying to understand. Because people cannot believe. I mean, the biggest obstacle is everyone is so convinced that it is impossible. But Prem Gaurang Prabhu always felt it was possible. He started out by telling Shukadev Goswami will not speak anything which is incorrect or incomplete. With this faith he started, and what he has figured out.
There are presentations available?
Oh, his presentations are not in the public domain yet.
Oh.
But you know what he has written, like sutras, like you know, the mathematician Ramanujan. They are asking him, these people are asking, expand. Actually, these astrophysicists and BI team, you know, Murali Gopal Prabhu and everyone, they are sitting and trying to figure this out. And one slide is becoming a chapter of a book, literally. So he now, if he expands to the level what they are asking, he can publish 4-5 books. So this was anyway. So the point is, he was explaining, but I could not understand that how from one point of view. That actually the Dhruva Loka is said to be above Satya Loka from one perspective. So this Upari, this above and below, there are multiple, you can say like
views,
yeah. Perspectives. For example, here in this description, Gokula is said to be inside Goloka. But if you see this description, it says upari upari tatrapi, above that, above Goloka is Gokula, he says. So now the question is Gokula inside Goloka or is Gokula above Goloka? Now you see, so is that usage of the word above, is it even used in a geographical sense? Or is it in a hierarchical sense that it is above like that? So these are all like in Laghu Bhagavata Amrita also it is quite confusing. You know, it is some stage it becomes very very confusing. Above means what above? Because you are directly contradicting Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam says Mahatal is above Talatal, but here in this description, Talatal is said to be above Mahatal. So how do you explain it? So the word above is used in multiple ways, actually. So here it says that even though the Brahma Samhita indicates that Gokula is inside Goloka, but this verse from Harivamsa states that Gokula is above Goloka. Is it geographically above? Or which way it is above, it's not very clear, right? But definitely in terms of consciousness of people who stay there, it is definitely above, like that. So then he says, one can reach Swarga by the control of the senses and mind and execution of pious activities. One can reach Vaikuntha by engaging in meditation on Vishnu, but it is very difficult to attain Goloka, and the planet protected personally by you, Gokula, and which destroys the suffering of the cows and other inhabitants, is the residence of the determined and disciplined devotees, like that. So, Soma Gatihi means Soma Shekara Gatihi, like that. Then, how can the planet of the cows be all pervading? So by the special inconceivable energy of the Lord, this Gokula, which is the planet of the cows, can be all pervading also. So then he says, further proof for Brahmaloka, referring to Vaikuntha. He says, evam bahuvidai rupais charamiha vasundaram brahmalokam golokam. So he says that in many forms I move about on earth, in Vaikuntha, and in eternal Goloka, like that. And further proofs he gives. Then further proof for Brahmaloka, referring to Vaikuntha, he gives. So this is where we ended our discussion yesterday, Prabhu. So we will continue with the rest of the purport and then move on to the next verses. But give me just 1 minute time. I'll just come.
Recording.
So we will continue, Prabhu. So here he says, this Brahmaloka is served by the Brahma Rishis and others. So Brahmaloka here refers to Vaikuntha. Prabhu, from your vision, does black look better or red looks better?
Black.
Black looks better, na? That's what other devotees have also told. Use black, they said. Yeah. However, Brahma here means the Vedas, who are Brahman incarnate. So here, Brahma in Brahmaloka refers to the Vedas. Shabda Brahma, like that. Rishis refers to those sages such as Narada. Gana refers to Garuda, Vishvaksena, and other servants of the Lord. So Rishi Gana Samyutam, I think something like that it said. Where Mahakashagato? Okay, Brahma Rishi Gana Sevitaha, it says. Brahma Rishi Gana Sevitaha. So here he says, this Brahmaloka is served by the Vedas, the sages such as Narada, and devotees like Garuda. So this Brahmaloka refers to Vaikuntha. So then he says, since they take shelter of that place, they can go there. Soma means Sa Uma. Somagati. It was my speculation when I said Somagati means Soma Shekara Gati, but here he gives different meaning. Soma means Sa Uma. Sa Uma means along with Uma who stays Lord Shiva. So Somagati means he who resides with Uma or Parvati, his destination or his abode. In other words, Soma means Shiva. Soma Gatihi means Vaikuntha is the goal of Lord Shiva. So like that. Prabhu, I'm getting one phone. Just hold on for 1 second.
Hari
bol.
Ekrona
ko? Nahi, abhi class ke beech mein hu. Class ke baad call karta hu. Nahi, to mujhe text karo, main dekh ke kar dunga. ठीक है, भेज दो भेज दो भेज दो. क्या कल ही अनअप्रूव कर दिया ना, दोबारा अनअप्रूव करना है क्या? ठीक है, वो मुझे भेज दो, मैं वॉट एवर इट इज डिटेल्स भी भेज दो. इसको अनअप्रूव करना है बोल के भेज दो, तो मैं अनअप्रूव कर देता हूँ, फिर आप दोबारा कर दो. ठीक है, ठीक है, जो भी है व्हाट्सएप कर दो. हरी बोल.
you are whatever.
Okay. So here he says, he quotes this famous verse from the Rudra Gita itself. Yes, Prabhu.
Whatever that was spoken in the mobile, what he is speaking also we are able to hear.
Really? Yeah? Macha?
Because okay. of that mic.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
It will get recorded. You should be careful next time.
Ah, it's okay, bro. We are not. I mean, it's essential services only. Anyway, Prabhu, honestly speaking, whoever comes to hear Brahma Samhita recording from ISKCON Desire Tree and reaches the 8th or 9th recording, if they have so much patience and taste, I don't think they will mind this also. I mean, what to do? In between some services, because you are staying away, so yeah, what to do? I mean, otherwise I will have to
telling you what all things are there.
Correct,
aware. Yeah. And you are receiving some phone call, if somebody is speaking it is heard to the audience. Achha. Also
okay, fine, bro. Thank you. So this is a famous verse from Rudra Geet. Swadharma nishta shata janma bi puman tameti tatap param himam avyakritam bhagavatota vaishnavam padam yataham vibhuda kalatyaye. Of course, this is what we are going to see now is the explanation of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Maybe Jiva Goswami gives a different explanation of this verse. We have to see, because I don't know why he has quoted this verse, but let's see. He says, Swadharma nishta puman, a person fixed in his varnashram dharma, shata janmabi, after 100 births, when he perfectly follows varnashram dharma, virinchita meti, he can attain the post of Brahma. Tatap param himam, but if one performs more pious acts, that person can attain me, Lord Shiva. But Bhagavata, but the devotee, Vaishnavam padam, he attains the abode of Vaikuntha, avyakritam, which is beyond the material world, kalatye, after giving up his body. Yata aham, similarly I in another form reside there. Vibhudaha, and the devatas who are qualified to go there, they go there after destroying their body. So this is why he is quoting this verse here, that even Lord Shiva remains in Vaikuntha in another form. So he stays in Kailash also, or his abode, but he stays in Vaikuntha also in another form. That is what is mentioned here. So, just one second, I'll come. So he is quoting this verse here, so to indicate that even so, proof for actually not even actually Lord Shiva staying in Vaikuntha. So this is proof for Lord Shiva staying in Vaikuntha. Avyakritam Bhagavatota Vaishnavam Padam Yata Aham Vibhuda Kalatyaye. Similarly, I in another form reside there, he says. And the devatas who are qualified to go there after destroying the subtle bodies. So which means, so this is, even though he has his own abode, but his desired destination is Vaikuntha. That's what he is indicating here. So, Lord Shiva's desired destination is Vaikuntha. Though Soma should be inflexed in the genitive, as are the words following Jyotisham and Mahatmanam for metrical reasons, Soma is simply compounded with Gati without inflection. This is grammar, and my grammar is very, even English grammar is poor. So I think this is, anyway, the word Gati should be supplied for the words following as well, Jyotisham and Mahatmanam. So Jyotisham Gati, Mahatmanam Gati and Soma Gati. Even though the Gati is used in the verse only with Soma, but it should be understood Jyotisham Gati, Mahatmanam Gati and Soma Gati. Soma means Sa-Uma Gati or Shiva Gati, like that. Jyoti refers to Brahman, and thus Jyotisham refers to persons merged in Brahman, the liberated souls. Right? So Jyoti refers to Brahman, and Jyotisham refers to persons merged in Brahman. Which is liberated souls. Like that. However, all souls are not of this type. The great souls who worship the Lord with interest, even after liberation, such as the Kumaras, are called Mahatmanam. So, Mahatmanam are greater than Jyotisham. So because those who merge in the Brahma Jyoti, they are Jnana Yogis, but the Kumaras are Jnana Mishra Bhaktas. So they are superior, like that. Then he says, Muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayana sudurlabha prashantatma kotishvapi mahamune. So here the proof of the hierarchy. So here he talks about mukta, then there is Mukta Siddha, then there is Narayana Parayana. So Mukta is the Jivan Mukta, who may still be in his material body only, gross body, but he is internally liberated. But still, after giving up this material body only, he will attain, he will merge in the Brahma Jyoti. So Mukta Siddha is one who has merged in Brahma Jyoti. And then there is Narayana Parayana, devotee of the Lord. But why he has quoted this? just to establish this hierarchy that muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayana sudurlaba, in order to establish that a devotee is superior even to a siddha. So this is what is, so in order to prove that, this is quoted here. And then he says, yoginam api sarvesham madgate nantaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yo mam same yukta tamomata. So this is further proof for a devotee greater than siddha. Among the liberated souls, the devotees are considered to be the best. Thus, Vaikuntha is the goal of Shiva, the liberated souls and the devotees. So Vaikuntha is the goal of Shiva, who is a pure devotee, liberated souls and devotees also. Above this is the planet of the cows or Goloka. So above Vaikuntha is the planet of the cows or Goloka. Eternal associates of the Lord who are fully accomplished and who are the ideal forms of the devatas and basis of the devatas of the material world and who take the role of protectors protect Goloka. Oh, this is so there are the basis of the devatas of the material world.
We heard Ashtadikpalakas yesterday also.
Are Nitya Siddhas, who are ideal form of devatas. In Vaikuntha. Or Goloka. So these forms protect Goloka. Not that Goloka needs protection, but for their own services. Eternal associates of the Lord who are fully accomplished and who are the ideal forms of the devatas and basis of the devatas of the material world and who take the role of protectors, they protect Goloka. So the Rig Veda uses the word sadhya in the same way. So this is why the word sadhya should refer to Siddha Purushas. So this is the proof for that. Teha nakam mahimana sachanta yatra purve sadhyaha santi devaha. Does it sound familiar, bro?
Brahma Samhita. This is from Brahma Samhita.
No, this is not Brahma Samhita. This is
Purusha Sukta.
Purusha Sukta. Purve sadhyaha refers to the great souls. eternally accomplished beings nakam mahimanah yatra santi they reside in the spiritual realm. So this is proof for sadhyas to mean nitya siddha. And then further, Padma Puran Uttarakhand says, Tatra Purve Yecha Sadhya Vishve Deva Sanatana Teha Nakam Mahimana Sachantaha Shubhra Darshana. Purve Yecha Sadhya, those who are accomplished from the past, Vishve Deva Sanatana, the eternal associates with glorious appearance, Nakam Mahimanaha, Tatra Sachantaha, they reside in that abode. Further proof. Proof for Sadhya means Nitya Siddha. So, Purve Sadhya means Nitya Siddha. Eternally they have been, or Sanatana Devaha, Nitya Siddhas. Sanatana is Nitya, Devaha. Like that. Or the meaning can be as follows. Brahma prays, Tad Bhuri Bhagyam Iha Janma Kimmapi Atavyam Yad Gokulepi. My greatest possible good fortune would be to take any birth whatever in this forest of Gokula. Thus, when the greatest devotees achieve perfection, they attain bodies of gopis and gopas. In these perfected forms, they maintain Goloka. Oh, another meaning. Another meaning is that the greatest of devotees achieve perfection when the greatest of devotees achieve perfection, they attain bodies of Vrajavasis.
Such people like Brahma from various universes who all pray, they all achieve.
Yeah. And in that perfected form, they maintain Goloka. They maintain Goloka probably because they still don't have that, they still have some tinge of awe and reverence. That is why I think they are maintaining Goloka. I think the gopis and gopas of Gokula, they are not engaged in maintaining any this thing like that. Goloka has been established as the highest place by some descriptive terms. That place, Sa, is all-pervading. Like Narayana, that place spreads itself into all objects of the material and spiritual worlds. Some who follow the process of Krama Mukti attain that realization of the all-pervading Dham. So, he says that some people who follow Krama Mukti can realize the all-pervading nature of the Dhamma. Which means for devotees, for pure devotees, the Dham is localized. are they relate to the localized aspect of the dham, whereas for krama muktas are like you can say like mixed devotees, they realize the all pervading aspect of the dham. That's what I'm thinking. I think that's what is being indicated here. So he says that place Goloka is all pervading, just like Narayana. That place spreads itself into all objects of the material and spiritual worlds. Some who follow the process of krama mukti attain that realization of the all pervading dham. So which means the all pervading nature of the dham is realized by the mixed devotees, whereas the sweet personal localized aspect of the dham is realized by the pure devotees. I think that's what this verse is talking about. Let's see further some explanations there. It is like the vision of Vaikuntha seen by Brahma while sitting on his lotus in the material world, which is described in the second canto. Oh, it is like the vision of Vaikuntha seen by Brahma while sitting on his lotus in the material world, which is described in the second canto. It was also seen by the inhabitants of Vraja, as described above, after they were submerged in Akrura Tirtha. This Goloka is described as Mahan or great because it is non-different from the form of the Lord, for the Shruti equates the word Mahan with the Lord. Okay. So, Brahmaji's vision of Vaikuntha also all pervading aspect. So he could realize the all pervading aspect of Vaikuntha when he got the darshan of Mahavaikuntha darshan. That's what here Jiva Goswami is indicating, the all pervading nature of Vaikuntha. Anyway, Mahantam Vibhum Atmanam, the Lord, the soul is great. It is great because the Lord is great. So basically the word Mahan indicates the Lord. So Goloka is described as Mahan, even though the word Mahan is used to indicate Vaikuntha, as in Mahavaikuntha. Here, the word Mahan is used to indicate Goloka. Why? Because Mahan refers to the Lord and Goloka is non-different from Lord. So why here Goloka is addressed as Mahan, that is mentioned? Because Mahan generally is used to indicate Mahavaikuntha. But here Goloka is used to indicate Mahan. Mahan is used to indicate Goloka because the Lord is also addressed as Mahan, and because Goloka is non-different from the Lord, so therefore the word Mahan is used to indicate Goloka. Like that is the explanation here. And he gives proof for that, right? Proof for the word Mahan used to indicate the Lord, like that. Mahakasha refers to Brahman as well, since this is shown logically in the Vedanta Sutra. ఆకాశస్ తద్లింగాద్. ద వర్డ్ ఆకాశ డినోట్స్ బ్రహ్మన్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఇండికేషన్స్ ఇన్ ద టెక్స్ట్. ఫర్దర్ ప్రూఫ్. This place is attained after realizing the form of Brahman, just as Ajamil attained Vaikuntha after realizing Atma or Brahman. Right? So basically he is describing this verse which talks about attaining Vaikuntha is attained how, and this one. స్వర్గగతి శమ దమాడ్యానాం సుకృతకర్మణాం బ్రహ్మలోక బ్రాహ్మ్యే తపసి యుక్తానం. బై ఎంగేజింగ్ ఇన్ మెడిటేషన్ ఆన్ విష్ణు వన్ కెన్ అటైన్ వైకుంఠ. లైక్ దట్. సో ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు డిస్క్రైబ్ దట్ హీ ఈస్ మెన్షనింగ్ దిస్. సో దెన్ హీ సేస్ Oh, 11 slides more. Then he says, however, higher than Goloka is your place, Tavagatihi. This refers to the place where Govinda plays. So, Gokula is higher than Goloka. This place is not ordinary but tapomayi. In this context, tapa means unimpeded power. In the Sahasranama Bhashya, it is also said, paramam yo mahat tapah. So the Lord is supreme, great and full of power. So tapa, tapomaya means filled with power. Shruti says sa tapo atapyata. The Lord being heat gives off heat. So here further proof for Lord being tapomaya. Thus tapa refers to the Lord according to the Shruti. It means that he reveals great power and thus his abode reveals great power. Because the Lord is tapomaya, his abode is also tapomaya. Like that. Next, it is stated that even persons like Brahma cannot understand this place. Yamna vidmo vayam. Even Brahma cannot understand Gokula. Next, he explains that the place called Gokula is the essence of all things. One can attain Swarga by sense control and one can attain Brahmaloka or Vaikuntha by the Prema Bhaktas having controlled their minds by concentrating the mind on Vishnu with the intention of attaining Brahmaloka. Brahmaloka here is Vaikuntha. Brahmaloka refers again to Vaikuntha and Tapa refers to using the mind for the Shrutis. Says Jnanamaya Tapaha. Tapa is filled with knowledge. This Brahmaloka is beyond Prakriti. Bhagavatam explains that Krishna frees the cows and all beings from the heat of the day. Mochayan Vrajagavam Dinatapam.
Why this is mentioned?
Okay, let's see. Thus, Nignatopadravan Gavam. This place destroys all harm to the cows. Oh, the last word. So this is a new theme that is starting now. The next point is being described here. Explanation. of how Gokula destroys the suffering of the cows. Because in the description of Gokula, Goloka, and above that is Gokula, in that verse it is mentioned, if you remember, Nignata Upadadravan Gavan, and which destroys the suffering of the cows and other inhabitants, is the Drito Dhritimata Kritatmana, is the residence of the determined and disciplined devotees. So whatever we are discussing from here, from the next slide onwards till the end of this purport, is actually describing explanation of this verse from the Harivamsha, which talks about Gokula being superior to Goloka, is separate from and superior to Goloka. That description, so basically till the end of the purport, it is describing this verse only. So that's what here this says. So explanation of how Gokula destroys the suffering of the cows. Bhagavatam explains that Krishna frees the cows and all beings from the heat of the day. Mochayan vrajagavam dinatapam. Thus, nignatopadadravan gavam, this place destroys all harm to the cows, means that the place by its very nature destroys all problems of all the inhabitants of Vraja, because it is controlled by the actions of persons dedicated to serving there with suitable mood. So, destroys suffering of cows means destroys sufferings of all Vrajavasis. This place is difficult to attain because of the rarity of this type of mood. Gokula is difficult to attain because of rarity of this mood. Having described Goloka, the verse then describes that Gokula is different from Goloka. This place, Gokula, is protected by you. For example, you lifted up Govardhan to protect it. This place is also described in the Vedas. Gokula is different from Goloka as Krishna personally protects Gokula, as in Govardhan Leela. So Govardhan Leela happened in Gokula, not in Goloka. So in Goloka actually there is delegation.
All the demigods original
personifications. Yeah, they are all there. They will do it. In Gokula, Krishna does not delegate anything. He personally does everything. So it's not, of course, the whole world is protected by Krishna. But in Gokula, he is personally protecting. That is why it is described here. Rig Veda says, of course, I mean, he is quoting Rig Veda to establish the principle of Gokula. And this is amazing.
Devotam is so intelligent. How can he remember the shlokas and exactly that word from that shloka which is referring to the point which he is making? Yeah. That too, you don't have any Vedas or anything. You just have to remember somewhere in this canto, this shloka, and this word which is connected to what you want to present.
Yeah. Yep, that's why they are only the Nitya Siddhas can do it actually.
Yeah.
And it's not like there were Gaudiya Vaishnava commentaries to this before. He is the one who is writing it.
Yeah.
He says, Tam Vam Vastuni Ushmasi Gamadhyai Yatra Gavo Bhuri Shringa Ayasaha Atrahatad Urugayasya Vrishnaha Paramam Padam Avabhati Bhuri. So he says, Gamadhyai Ushmasi, we desire to attain Tam Vam Vastuni Ushmasi, the places where Krishna and Balram perform pastimes.
How you could get the meanings for this word?
Oh, because the word meanings are explained in the next slide.
Achha. I was saying, how can you make anvay for this?
Yeah, because I could not. I would not have, honestly. The word meanings are Shabdartha is given in the next slide. That's how I could. Otherwise, I would have just left it like that only. Without, he says, we desire to attain Tam Vam Vastuni Ushmasi, where Krishna and Balram perform pastimes. Yatra, in that place, Gavo, the cows, Ayasaha, endowed with great qualities, Bhuri Shringa, have large horns. Atra Tad Aha, in that place it is said, Urugayasya Vrishnaha Paramam Padam. In that place it is said that the supreme house of the Lord, Avabhati Bhuri, shines brilliantly. Of course, some of the words are very straightforward. Avabhati is shining, Bhuri is brilliantly or in huge quantity. Urugayasya, belonging to the supreme Lord, Paramam Padam is house. Aha, it is said, Bhuri Shringa, large horns, is straightforward. Yatra Gavo, in that place, cows. And Ayasaha was one thing for which I needed word meaning. This Gamadhyai Ushmasi, and all that I wanted. Yeah. So here says, we desire to attain, you see here, Gamadhyai Ushmasi, he gives the word meaning here. The places of pastimes, Vastuni, of Krishna and Balram, Vam. So, main word meanings for which it is very difficult to understand, he already gives. What is the Banu nature of these places? Banumara's translation, but he has given the word meanings there. He has used the same words to indicate this. In these places, Yatra, there are cows with large horns, Bhuri Shringa, and with many magnificent qualities, Ayasaha, you see here. Even Bhurishringa is straightforward. Ayasa, I was wondering what it is. Magnificent qualities. Bhuri in the Upanishad means great rather than many. Because Bhuri means great. As in, bata, yuyam loke bata Bhuri Bhaga. So Bhuri Bhaga means here you are greatly fortunate rather than you have many fortunes. Generally the word Bhuri means Bhurini, Bhuri Karmani.
Bhurita.
Yeah. So Bhuri generally means many, but in this context it means great. Or Bhuri can mean having many auspicious qualities like that. Amarakosh says, Ayaha Shubhavo Vidihi. Ayaha means having auspiciousness or fate. So here he is describing the word Ayasaha.
We are interested in cows. Bhurishringa.
Yeah, Bhurishringa, and Ayasaha means with many magnificent qualities.
Cows with qualities.
Yeah. So that's why he is describing Ayaha. Ayaha Shabda. Because of Ayasa. So explanation of the word Ayasaha, like that. As in the word Devasa, Ayasa is a combination of Aya, good fortune, with the fix Asa, Ayasa. In that place, famous as Goloka, they say that the supreme abode of the Lord, who fulfills all desires, shines profusely. Bhuri Bhati, like that. ఇన్ ది మాధ్యంధిని బ్రాంచ్ ఆఫ్ ద యదుర్వేద ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ దామాని ఉష్మసి వి డిజైర్ ద లార్డ్స్ అబోడ్స్. అనదర్ వర్షన్ యాజ్ విష్ణు ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ వృషణ వృష్ణ. యాజ్ ఇన్ ద వర్డ్ దేవాస ఆయాస్ ఇస్ అ కాంబినేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఆయా అండ్ ద సఫిక్స్. ఓకే, వి హావ్ ఆల్రెడీ సీన్ దిస్. ఓకే, వి హావ్ ఆల్రెడీ సీన్ దిస్. ఓకే, ఎనీవే దిస్ ఇస్ ఐ థింక్ సమ్ కట్ పేస్ట్ మిస్టేక్. అగైన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ రిపీటింగ్ హియర్. ఎనీవే, సో దిస్ వర్స్ బేసికలీ డిస్క్రైబ్స్ హౌ ది హైరార్కి ఆఫ్ గోలోక అండ్ గోకుల, దట్ ఇస్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్, అండ్ వైకుంఠ గోలోక గోకుల, దట్ హైరార్కి ఇస్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వర్స్. ఆఫ్ కోర్స్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ వాట్
సాధ్యాస్ ఆర్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్.
సాధ్యాస్ ఆర్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్, యు నో సాధ్యాస్ రిఫర్స్ టు సిద్ధాస్ లైక్ దట్. సో బేసికలీ 5, 6, 7, 8 ద ఫోర్ వర్సెస్ ఆర్ వి సా దట్ 5, 6, 7, 8 ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు డిస్క్రైబ్ ది ఔటర్ పోర్షన్, రైట్? దట్స్ వాట్ ఇట్ సెడ్, రైట్? వావ్, దిస్ ఇస్ సచ్ ఎ లాంగ్ పర్పోర్ట్. ఇట్ వాస్ రియలీ లాంగ్. I don't think that
after first shloka this is the second
after first shloka this is like the longest. Yeah, here. Wow. Yeah, 5, 6, 7, 8 describes the outer enclosure of Gokula, which is Goloka is being described. So anyway, so how many slides have we completed now? We must have completed more than 200 slides. We are closing in on I think 50% of the book almost. Let me just check, bro, how many slides over. Sixth verse has 3, 4. Okay, I think we can complete sixth verse, bro. We still have time. I think we'll complete sixth verse and then we will, I think, end for the day. Oh, I'm sorry. So this verse says evam jyotirmayo devah sadanandam paratparah atma ramasya tasyasti prakrityana samagamah. I think sadanandam Prabhu, there was a mistake. The this thing got there was some problem with the PPT. PPT crashed.
Really?
I think
not saved. Whatever you did.
I hope it got saved. I don't know. It was not. I didn't save it, Prabhu, because we were still using it, and suddenly.
Should auto save it. That backup will be there, one more version.
Yeah, hopefully, but when that backup was taken, we do not know.
Just previous one, last one will be there.
Oh my God. Manasiksha also I had made, but Manasiksha also apparently, I don't know how much has been saved or not. Yeah. Oh, just hold on for one
Pause the
second. Let
recording. Recording.
okay, I will okay, I'll pause the recording for one second.